everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We are so excited to be here bright and early. Joshua Stamper is here. I have a coffee from Chick-fil-A this morning, so we can talk about our beverages, but really, Josh has this new keynote that he is now presenting all over the world. So we're going to talk about that too. We'll be right back. Good morning. My name is Ray Hewart. Joshua double underscore Stamper is here. How are you, Josh?
Wonderful. I don't have Chick-fil-A coffee, but I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
With my own Papa Rob's coffee, but you know, that's just my preference.
Yeah. I do have a question about said coffee. Your coffee is from like a legit incredible coffee place.
Yes.
I don't think that Chick-fil-A is really a coffee place. They just offer a frozen coffee that tastes like coffee ice cream. Like, that's really what it tastes like. Is coffee still coffee if it's actually just sugar and milk?
No, I always give folks, like, my mom has milk with a little bit of coffee. Like, yeah. That's essentially, or creamer with a little bit of coffee.
My mic is like all over the place right now. I'm going to be like, hello, hello.
You're falling apart, right?
I am totally falling apart, guys. I'm falling apart. With my coffee ice cream. It's too early.
It is too early. So yeah, I would say anything like foo-foo is, I stick my nose up a little bit, but I drink it black and that's it. So I'm not normal in that sense.
Well, I usually do too. And I don't mean to, you know, prolong this coffee situation, but essentially sorry, Josh, now I have to tell you. So I'm out of coffee. This has happened before. We know that.
Shocker.
Shocker. But I live in a community that if you go to the clubhouse, you can get free coffee. Like it's like you have a code because you live in that community and they have, and it's not just free coffee. It's like a machine that can make like a latte, like fancy smancy, whatever. There's even like a chai latte option. Anywho, I only know this because I walked down there twice today. Once because I didn't know you had to bring your own cup, which makes sense. So I went back and I got a cup.
Sure.
However, then even though I had the code, I couldn't for the life of me figure out how to get the coffee out of the machine.
It's like your microphone just falling apart.
I'm literally, so I was there twice with a mug pushing buttons. I entered numbers. I tapped everything I could.
I sure hope there's a video camera somewhere that caught all that. Comes Ray again.
Right. So then I gave up and I'm like, okay, I'm clearly not getting coffee here today. I'm going to ask in the future, next time I'm here, can someone teach me how to use this machine? Whatever. But there was no one there. So I was like, there's no one to ask. So as I'm walking back, this person walks by me with a coffee mug. And I was like, oh man, I bet he knows how to get the coffee out of
the machine. You stalked the guy and just watched what he did?
I couldn't. I was like, it's too creepy if I like walk by and then like awkwardly follow him back into the building I was just in.
It's like following someone to get their parking spot.
Yeah. Well, or like follow. Yeah. It was just a little too much that I either had to engage with him to be like, hi, good morning. I'm so glad it's 5 a.m. My name's Ray. Will you show me how to use the coffee maker? Or I just needed to like put my head down and quit. And that's what I did.
That's what you did. You just tucked tail and slinked away.
So I'm not saying I won't ever buy coffee, but in theory, if there's free coffee right there, I would like the opportunity to at least take advantage of that on occasion.
I would say that it's free for everybody else but you, Ray, since you don't know how to work the machine.
Seriously. And like, that was actually a part of why I was being stubborn. The machine said it costs $1. And I'm like, I know that it's free. Like, I have a code. Right. And if I have this code, clearly I am like, you know, high rolling. So right. I entered the code. It didn't work, but Someday I will get coffee. But someday. So anyway, coffee, ice cream, anyone?
It's a good alternative. Yeah. Probably have, give you a sugar high to get you through your day.
Yeah, I'm glad we focused on this for 5 minutes. This feels really productive.
Anyone that listens, when I'm on the show, I will talk coffee all day long.
It's, I know. Can we give a shout out? Can we give a shout out to your coffee sponsor that you have on the Aspire to Lead podcast?
Oh, Papa Rob's Coffee. Yes. So he's an amazing guy. So Rob is in the Texas area. Of course, I had to move away to Colorado, but I still order and it gets shipped to our family. And so, yeah, we love what he does in his coffee. So yeah, shout out to him.
So cool. Love it. I love a good sponsor of a company that you actually care about. Like, it's different if someone comes up and you're like, I've never used this, but sure, I'll give away a discount code. That sounds great. But when it's actually something that you enjoy on a daily basis that you can give others access to, I think that's so cool.
Yeah. And I always want to support local small businesses and just, you know, good people. He's good folks. So,
so fun. Well, yeah. Josh, you have been doing this keynote that people have been raving about. And I know you have another opportunity where you'll be sharing this information in Colorado here in just a bit. I thought it would be fun to maybe talk through it because while I wish and hope that everyone will have the opportunity to hear you keynote, they may not over the next few weeks. And maybe you could share some tips and tricks, some inspiration to our community for what typically you would like to share out to other educators when you're working with them?
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be awesome.
All right. We're going to transition here into our team talk. We'll be right back. Teach Better Today morning show. We are diving into Joshua Stamper's head because he works with so many different leadership teams. He's constantly coaching educators. And all of you already know this because he's not only on the Teach Better Today morning show on a constant basis, but he also runs our admin mastermind program that meets every Tuesday. He supports our podcast network. I mean, Josh, you do it all. And a lot of it, I feel, seems to be more behind the scenes than I would like you to be. So let's talk about this cool keynote. I am envisioning you really pumping up a community of educators that are, you know, eager to be better. Tell us a little about the topic that you've been presenting most recently.
Yeah. So it's called Enhance Your Leadership Capacity with Healthy Habits. And so it's really talking about what we need to put in place to be the best version of ourselves in the leadership position. And Ray, as we know, leadership is extremely tough. And if you don't have some things put in place, you're going to feel unhealthy in an emotional, physical way that's not going to be very productive in the workplace. And so I have done this firsthand, where I've had extremely unhealthy habits and I have crashed, I have burned, and I have been just not my best self. And as we know, like we, you know, so many leaders talk about pouring into other people, and man, I was running dry and not able to pour into not only my education community, but even my family, you know, my wife and my kids. So, you know, just this keynote, you know, I've done as a 60 minute, a 90 minute, and now, you know, this summer I'm going to be doing a 2 hour session, which is going to be more interactive, which I'm super excited about. But you know, just trying to help folks understand that it's more about, it's more than just goals. You know, we always have goals. I always like to use, you know, in January, our New Year's resolutions as an indicator. And if you look at data, which I have plenty of to indicate that, you know, by even 2 weeks into January, people have fallen off the wagon as far as their goals. And it's due to the habits that are in place. And so that's kind of my starting point in the conversation. Because it's important to look at habits and how we're constructing those and how we can do that successfully so that they're long-term. Because I think a lot of times we have lofty goals and we don't have the systems in place to make sure that those happen.
You know, it's interesting when I hear about the term keynote, anytime I'm like, ooh, that word is like popping up in marketing. Maybe somebody that I'm friends with is doing a keynote. Maybe someone's looking for the perfect keynote for their staff. I think inspiration, I think fluffy, I think of someone talking at you with a microphone, typically on a stage. Maybe they have some images that they occasionally move through. But, you know, it's interesting for me hearing this because I know that you do so much more than just inspire the group that you're working with. You're dedicated to giving them actionable takeaways that they can implement right off the bat, whether they're an administrator or an educator in the space. So I think it's so interesting that you call it a keynote, because I actually think people will be pleasantly surprised anytime they hear you speak with that title, because it's not just you on stage talking about how smart you are. Like, you know, not to say that you shouldn't do that, because I'm sure you could, you know, entertain a whole group, but the actual takeaways are a huge value that we have here on the team, and clearly something that they're going to get out of this experience.
Oh my goodness. That's my main goal. If it's a short session, you know, speaking at a conference, and it's like, you know, we've done as short as 20 minutes. And as long as, like I said, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, anytime that someone walks out of that room, I want to make sure that they have some tools in the toolbox to walk away with that they can implement right away. Because, I mean, I know, Ray, you and I have been at so many different conferences, and sometimes you get super energized and you're inspired by the speaker, and then you walk home or go to your office, back to the school, and you're just like, what did I really gain from that? Like, yes, I'm excited and I'm energized, but is there any takeaways that I can put in place right now? And sometimes that falls short. And, you know, that's a little bit disheartening, especially as a leader, when you want to make change on your campus and you want to put some things in place to make sure that, you know, your staff and yourself and your team are doing the best that you possibly can. And man, like I said, leadership is so difficult that if I can at least give a couple of takeaways that people can put in place right away to make their life easier, then that's the benefit for myself.
So what would you say? I know there's so many elements to what you're able to share, especially, I mean, geez, one of the events you have over the summer, I know, is going to be, you said, a 2-hour event. Like, talk about any takeaways there must be that exists in that period of time. But if you had to identify like one or two key things that you're like, regardless of the time I have with educators, these are core pillars that I want them to constantly keep in the back of their mind, or something that I think is really important that they can take action with right off the bat, What comes to mind?
Yeah. So for this one, I'm going to be speaking at the MELC conference in Colorado here in June. And the thing that I'm going to be focusing on is goal setting and having that reflection process. So I talk about this often of like, how often do we truly sit in reflection about our daily practices and the decisions that need to be made? Obviously, leadership, like, we have thousands of decisions and thousands of interactions every day with students, with parents, with teachers. But when we think about like the reflection process and we dedicate time to that, most leaders don't at all, or spend very little time in that reflection process. So, you know, thankfully, having a keynote that's, you know, a couple hours long, I'm going to have that time for them to reflect. But then there's also some goal setting pieces there, because goals are important. You know, I don't want to, you know, discount the New Year's resolution. It's the implementation process of that, right? So yeah. Then having an action plan that we can actually build in that session. So, you know, talking about those takeaways, it's something that they've already established in that time together.
Right.
But then not just doing that alone, right? We've got, you know, a congregation of folks that are there in attendance, you know, having an opportunity to interact with other people, because I think there's importance in sharing and having a voice in what I want to do in the future and speaking it into existence, right? So we're going to have an opportunity to do that too. So yeah, I'm super excited because there's going to be some opportunities for interaction, not just with myself and those who are in attendance, but those who are sitting next to each other and truly building something that's going to be long lasting.
So many good things here. Friends, obviously you are constantly inundated with educators sharing ideas. That's a big part of even what the Teach Better Today morning show is wanting to give you all whatever support you need in whatever phase of life you're in. But if you ever need like an educator to come in and kick off an institute day or, you know, be a part of a conference, please just reach out to our team. Josh is clearly somebody that that everybody will benefit from hearing from, but we also have members of our speakers network and members of our team that can participate in that as well. So Josh, I'm excited for you. I love any time you're able to work with educators. I know you juggle so much in your role with us as a, you know, team member that essentially rules the world, but
Director of Innovation. I love the title.
I love that title too. And a Director of Innovation doing like an innovative keynote. I mean, that just feels right. That just feels like it's supposed to be.
I'm just trying to be more like Ray Hewitt in my keynote speaking.
Oh, that's yeah, really, sure.
that's really what's going on.
Oh, man, I get on so many tangents during a keynote. It's a, you know, you.
I love it.
You're talking to the audience and like things happen and then you're like, screw what I had planned. We got to talk about this
more. That's the version of Ray Hewitt that I love the most is when it's you get so on the tangent, you got to deviate from where you were going
to
go.
So fun. Well, Josh, I'm glad that you were able to highlight one of the many opportunities that you have to support teachers. Super excited about this event in June specifically. And for anyone here, if you want to head to that conference, maybe it's close to you, you should reach out to Josh, obviously, anytime for more information. And Josh, I hope you have a good morning. This is a good way to start the day.
Oh, my goodness. Anytime I get to hang out with Ray Hewitt, I mean, that just makes my day so much more entertaining.
Well, I'm glad that you have a good cup of coffee because I'm just going to go continue with my day with a sugar high. But friends, we hope you have a great day. We love you oodles. Let us know if you need anything. We'll see you next time on Teach Better Today. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.